Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
How are you now? Evolution's Cowal Mine, Alkane's Boda Kaiser, the Marsden Discovery, some of the best copper gold in the country sits in the Lachlan Fold Belt. Kincora Copper reckons it's sitting on the next one, and they're about to drill 25,000 metres to prove it. President and CEO Sam Spring joins me. Sam, how are you now?
Good, James. Thanks for having us on.
Not a problem at all. Let's get straight into it. No mucking around here because you've got stuff to do and we're keen to hear all about it. So give us the headline first. What exactly is the announcement today?
We've provided an update on what our exploration strategy over the upcoming spring-summer field season is. In short, looking to drill over 25,000 metres of air core across four different projects of ours, as you touched on, in the Lachlan Fold Belt, Central West, New South Wales.
Okay, so you've committed up to $3 million of sole funding drilling across 25,000 metres and 340 holes we've got here. Why now? Why across these four projects? Why all at once?
Yeah, and we have recently divested of our Mongolian projects, US $10 million. We've received half of that today. The cash balance is increasing. The summer field season is a great time to get on the ground and hit drilling aggressively. Ground conditions are generally good. It's very favourable for air core. And air core drilling, we think, is a really effective, quick and relatively cheap way of adding value to these four different projects that we've got. And this is a sole funded program in addition to the ongoing drilling that we're doing in partnership and which is funded by AngloGold Ashanti.
Okay. And all four at once, you're not biting off more than you can chew?
No, well, I guess we're staging those, James. So we'll start at our Ningen West project, then go to Fareham, then go to Cowal East, then to Trundle. But that will take us over that sort of spring, summer field season. And again, that's when the harvests are out of the way, ground conditions are good, and you can really hit these projects in this style of drilling hard.
Well done. Now, walk us through the hybrid prospect generator model. I've tried to explain it many times. You're better at doing it than I am. How are these sole-funded programs, how do they fit alongside your partner-funded work that you've got with AngloGold Ashanti?
Yeah, and as you say, a hybrid prospect generator model, what does that exactly mean? It means the majority of our expenditure, the money that goes into the ground, is funded by our partners. So we're putting $3 million of our own capital to work. We've had more than that, about $7 million so far put into the ground with AngloGold Ashanti with our earn-in partnership that includes one project with two earn-ins up in the northern part of the belt. What we're looking to do in terms of this specific program is confirm some geological concepts, increase scale, add value at the project level, which will enhance ongoing conversations that we've got with partners for these other projects. As we sort of touched on, there's four that we're looking to drill this field season. We're in active conversations with a number of major mining companies looking to come into the likes of Fareham, Trundle, Cowal East. As you sort of said in the intro, there's a number of really major mines in these regions, and these specific projects that we're looking to get on the ground, we think have got strong analogues to those world-class mineral systems. Quite often they're in the same extensions of those belts, and that's what these field programs are looking to do. Confirm those concepts, upgrade these targets, add value at the project level, and enhance the ability to get some of these further deals over the line, increasing the scale of this prospect generator model.
All right, now let's go through the four projects. Just like introducing the Beatles, we're going to go project by project. Now, Ningen West first. Why is that significant? Why is it significant that it's never been drill tested before, I should say?
Yeah, and it hasn't. It sits immediately west of Ningen, which is included in an earn-in that we've got with AngloGold Ashanti, and we're actually drilling there at the moment. We think the Ningen West project, which is quite a large license, is prospective for two different mineral systems. One, an ultramafic style system, and those have certainly become of interest within Central West New South Wales when you have a look at Sunrise Energy Metals, which is now almost $3 billion market cap, and the emergence of scandium. So we think that ultramafic target is prospective for scandium, cobalt, nickel, critical minerals. But we also think it's an extension of the Macquarie Arc, where we're drilling at the moment with AngloGold Ashanti over the license boundary. Literally. So we're wanting to confirm those two targets. And when you haven't drilled a project before, it's looking to add that project value and confirm our geological concepts.
Absolutely. Okay, so now over to Fairholme. You're aiming to extend the Gateway Gold system from 1.6 kilometres out to a 2.6 kilometre strike. What's driving that extension and what's happening at the new Nerang target?
Yeah, and Fairholme is adjacent to the Cowal mine of Evolution, which is 14 million ounces. It's its flagship mine. Up to the north, you've got Newmont earning in with Coonabury Gold's Fairholme project. What we're looking to do ourselves at our Fairholme project is expand that structurally controlled gold corridor at the Gateway prospect. Further to its south is Nerang, which is a target that's never been drilled. When you look at the magnetics and where it sits relative to Cowal, it's amazing that it hasn't been. And in the past, that's been impacted by previous landowner conversations where we're confident that we'll be able to go in and drill that for the first time this field season. And then there's a number of good porphyry projects up in the northern part of the project. So that terrain is really one that sits, belongs and has been explored by in the past major mining companies. And we think these work programs across those portfolio of projects at Fairholme will only add value and appeal and that in the terms that we will be able to bring an asset level partner in for.
Okay, now Cowal East, thirdly, sits right next to Evolution's. That's next to Evolution's flagship Cowal miners, and that's also near the Marsden discovery, as mentioned at the top, which you also just mentioned there. Do you want to go through the read through of Cowal?
Yeah, so our Fairholme project's to the north of Cowal. Cowal East, by the name, you can probably guess, is to the east.
Yep.
You've got east. Lake Cowal, and we're to the east of that.
Right.
And immediately north of Marsden. Marsden was a discovery that Newcrest made back in the day. Our technical director, John Holliday, was very involved with that. It's not an insignificant system. Evolution estimates before a post-mineral thrust fault cut the bottom off it that it could have been 8 to 10 million ounces gold, 5 million tonnes of copper. So again, you're in a world-class mineral district. You've got Cowal East that has had very little exploration in the past. What we're looking to do is follow a very similar approach that John and Newcrest had that led to the Marsden discovery, drilling across a number of key structures and key geophysical anomalies. We did some ground gravity earlier in the year. Now it's time to go out there and put the drill bit to work and see if these targets are what we think they could be.
Okay, now and finally, Trundle, there's a direct comparison to the North Parkes discoveries. What makes that analogy credible?
Yeah, and I guess Trundle is widely recognised as a rift-off part of the North Parkes Igneous Complex. It sits on the other part of the caldera. North Parkes is Australia's second biggest porphyry mine. It's got 24 million ounces of gold equivalent resource inventory. There's a satellite project, E44, that's being drilled at the moment that could be the first, I guess, deposit that's trucked to the mill. That's really interesting from a Trundle perspective. Trundle, we've undertaken five phases of drilling, had some pretty good results. And the drilling strategy here, looking at lots of shallow drill holes, looking to replicate the spacing and the style of exploration that's been done at North Parkes. And again, we think that will upgrade the project and add value from asset level partner conversations. This business model, James, very much is us identifying the targets and wanting to bring in the partners to do the big heavy lifting of the major drilling projects, doing that deeper drilling, us generate the targets and then the partner testing them.
Okay, that makes sense. And this is going a little bit off-piste here, but if you're doing lots more shallower drill, does that mean that you get a better response time with assays coming back?
It's certainly a quicker turnaround in terms of completing the program. Lead time at the labs is still slow though.
Okay, I've heard that everywhere. That's the cost of doing business when you're in a mining boom like we are now. So now, as gold continues, we won't go into that. Now, tell us about the pending assay results from the Condobolin. I'm never going to be able to pronounce that correctly. In my entire life, I've been out there and you retired. Condobolin drilling.
Oh, you got it right there, James. We finished 9 holes of diamond drilling at our Condobolin project. We've got part assay results. We'll wait till we get the full suite back before we put a more detailed update out there. It really, in our mind, that drilling program, and it's the first diamond drilling campaign at the Maratilga discovery. And its objective was to step out on strike, see how big this system is, see can we repeat the high-grade gold and base metal results and understand what is the mineral system. There hasn't been much diamond core available, no diamond core available. We think we've got a better handle on what the mineral system is. Wait till we get those results back, do a proper review, come back and work out what does that mean, where does this project rank within the rest of our portfolio, and how do we systematically add value to that going forward as well, bearing in mind we've got 12 million in the bank and the cash position is supposed to increase this quarter and the next as we get further funds in from Mongolia.
You do. I love that sort of chat, Sam. So let's talk a bit of tech now. You mentioned that you're using geomorphic AI's system to screen new opportunities. How is that actually shaping your target selection?
And we're using it both for our existing projects, but also new projects. With the cash position that we've got, we should be looking at increasing the scale of this business model, looking at picking up further projects where we can add value. From a geomorphic AI perspective, we've done 30 reviews. Some of those have been internal project reviews, and that's actually helped us pick up further extensions of the cow lease ground, the fair home license. So we're pegging ground directly off these reviews. But it's also helping us as a first pass screen when we're looking at other project opportunities, one of which we're working on at the moment, which hopefully might come to fruition in the near term.
Okay, now let's talk funding. You mentioned a bit of cash in the bank. So I've got US $10 million Mongolian divestment proceeds still coming in, $12 million cash on hand, as I think you just mentioned. How comfortable are you in funding everything that you've got ahead without diluting shareholders?
And that's another important thing of this update is to sort of say, it's sort of like, what's for a producer, what's your dividend policy? For us, being a hybrid prospect generator, what is the amount of money that you're looking to put into the ground, and how does that complement your business model of bringing further deals in, further partners in? So that cash position we've got, it gives us a lot of runway, given $3 million of an existing $12 million balance sheet with another $5 million US coming in before the end of the year. Dilution isn't something that we're worrying about at the equity level for a considerable runway. And it also means that we can go out there and do further deals, pick up further ground. And again, with exploration, it's increasing the shots on goal. And that's where, when you're out there, you want to be putting as many meters to work. And what we've got to focus on executing is bringing in further partners to these projects like Trundle, Fairhome, Cowleast. They're big projects. What we're doing is adding value to them. But we really want to find, similar to what we've got with the Anglo Gold Ashanti deal, where they potentially spend the first $100 million, we want to find the right partners to really get on and give those projects the multiple years and multiple drilling campaigns that they need.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a formal process has begun with potential new asset level partners with strong interest. What can you share about the stage of those discussions?
Yeah, and I guess maybe if we sort of look back in the last 12 months, maybe one mistake we did make, James, was we announced that we were doing an independent geological review by a very well-experienced geologist. And a lot of the partners that we were in conversations with wanted to naturally understand what are the targets, what are the findings that came out of that review. We've done that review. It identified some really good new ideas at both Trundle and Fairhome. We had geomorphic AI come in and do some reviews. They identified a number of other targets. Obviously, we've got our own ideas that we're looking to drill test with this core program. But what that means looking forward is that we've got a really good, strong position of all this new data, these extra parcels of ground that we picked up at Fairhome, Cowleast, and we're in active conversations with a number of the major mining companies. The good thing about these large gold copper systems in New South Wales is that they lend themselves to the diversified majors, the copper majors, the gold majors. You've seen a lot of corporate activity at the producing level. You've seen a number of asset level deals with major mining companies partnering with juniors and effectively returning to early stage growth and looking to outsource exploration. And that's what we think this sort of review process is tailored for, a favorable structural shift in the market where the majors are returning to growth, wanting to do that with partners that have good scale projects and good teams. And that's what we're looking to position ourselves as the partner of choice.
Perfect. Now, zooming out, let's go big picture. How does this drilling season, I love drilling season, post-position Kincora relative to your ambition of being the leading project generator on the Australian Securities Exchange?
Yeah, and this hybrid prospect generator model is more common in North America. When we explain it to people, if we're spending other people's money to test lots of targets where our shareholders get material upside to that. And in the case of Anglo Gold Ashanti, we're receiving a management fee for being an operator. People get it. So we really hope that these drilling campaigns plus further deals that we're working on will help emphasize exactly what this business model is and position us as the leading prospect generator on the ASX and stand within a pretty attractive peer group into North America, bearing in mind we've got the ASX and TSX fee listing.
And I was just going to mention that as well. Thank you very much there. Sam Spring, President and CEO of Kincora Copper. Thank you for walking us through it. 25,000 metres, 4 projects, 1 field season. I do love field season. And a partner process running in parallel. It's going to be a big few months coming up for this particular name. For everyone watching, keep an eye on the ASX TSXV ticker KCC. It's KCC on both exchanges, ASX and on the TSXV. As those results start to tick in, I am James Whelan, and this has been Small Caps. I'm the occasional talking head for Small Caps. Thank you for watching and we'll join next time. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you, James.
Mate, I'll see you in the Gold Coast as well for everyone else who's joining us. But until then, stay safe and all the best.